Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You could bet on absolutely anything. If you want to bet on UConn, or North Carolina fans can get in on this year to bet them to win the title, all the way down to teams like Stetson and Longwood to win the title. You can even bet individual seeds to win the title. You can bet anything on DraftKings for the tournament. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code HOOPS. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code HOOPS. That's H-O-O-P-S. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, welcome to Hoops Tonight here at The Volume. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope all of you guys are having an incredible week. Got a super fun show for you tonight. The Dallas Mavericks, who had won like a million games in a row or something, went on the road into Golden State, and the Warriors put together a really impressive and specifically interesting defensive effort to beat the Dallas Mavericks and end the winning streak. We're going to break that game down from the perspective of both teams, and then we'll get out of here for the night. You guys know the drill. Before we get started, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel so you don't miss any more of our videos. Don't forget about our podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts under Hoops Tonight. It's also super helpful if you leave a rating and a review on that front. Don't forget about my Twitter feed at @JasonLT. That's where I leave game breakdown threads as well as show announcements. And then last but not least, keep dropping mailbag questions in the YouTube comments. We're going to be hitting a few more mailbags over the course of this week. All right, let's talk some basketball. I thought this game in particular was a super interesting demonstration of the strengths and the weaknesses of this Warriors roster. And the main weakness as of late is the Warriors just haven't been a very good offense since the All-Star break. Steph is really struggling. That's pretty much the primary driving force of it all. Like, we've known for years now that Steph doesn't really have a reliable secondary creator pretty much this year and last year. And so when this team doesn't get superstar level production out of Steph, they just haven't been as good offensively. And since the All-Star break, not counting tonight, he's averaging 22.6 points per game, shooting just 41% from the field and 36% from three. Obviously not bad numbers, but certainly not good by Steph Curry standards. And then tonight goes 5-for-18 with just 13 points. And so the Warriors offense has a tendency to stall out from time to time. And they've been pretty mediocre since the All-Star break. And I think part of the issue there, too, is teams have figured out that there's not a particular, you know, threat, a consistent threat off of Steph. And so you can get away with throwing the kitchen sink at him and kind of rotating out of it. There's also some guys with the Warriors that are either inconsistent shooters or hesitant shooters, meaning guys that are like easy to chase off the line just by offering a token closeout at, right? And so I think that's been part of the issue with some of their offensive stuff. That said, they've been a really good defense post All-Star break. And the reality is they just have awesome defensive personnel. Now Draymond Green's back consistently. They have tons of team speed. I think it's the biggest strength of the roster. If you look at the front court, guys like Draymond Green and Trayce Jackson-Davis, those guys compared to other guys who play the five are super, super fast, right? They're top tier speed athletes at their specific position group, right? Go to the wing. Andrew Wiggins, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga. These are all top tier athletes in terms of speed and mobility on the perimeter for their specific position group. Obviously, Jonathan Kuminga right now is dealing with some knee tendonitis, so he didn't play tonight. Then at the guard position, Gary Payton brings a great deal of speed, and even the guys that are not necessarily top-tier athletes for their position are super scrappy and are good defensive players who know how to defend within a scheme. So they're very good defensive team, but that speed is definitely the strength of the roster. That's six guys in their rotation who are legitimately excellent speed athletes for their specific position group, which sets the stage for this particular matchup. So Luka's been torching absolutely everybody so far to start this, throughout this season, but especially as of late in this particular run. He just had an absolute wrecking ball game against the Houston Rockets where he embarrassed just about every single perimeter defender and front court defender on that team. He's just been killing everybody. And, you know, I want to start with Andrew Wiggins, because I think he is the key to everything you saw tonight from Golden State, in the sense that obviously Golden State was having success doubling and rotating out, doubling, trapping, hard helping on Luka's offensive attacks, right? That's the team-wide scale, and we're going to get to that. But one of the things you'll see a lot is when Luka doesn't want to deal with the trap, he'll just go one-on-one, just bring the ball up the floor, and the vast majority of primary defensive options to guard Luka to start games are not guys who can guard Luka. And so he'll just go to work and he doesn't have to call for a ball screen. But Andrew Wiggins, dating all the way back to the Western Conference Finals in 2022, has been on the short list of players who can actually do a pretty solid job on Luka Doncic. He's quicker than him. He's bigger and he's big and strong enough to hold his ground well enough to make Luka's bully ball attacks more difficult, and specifically makes him work hard. He's really good at applying full court ball pressure on Luka, just making things difficult to on him all night long. Now, Andrew Wiggins also had an amazing offensive game. He had 23 points, had a couple of huge above the break threes. He is starting to get that kind of like second side clear the, just let me go to work kind of thing going on. He's making aggressive moves at the rim and creating offense as a secondary option. But honestly, Wiggins to me, really, he's had some ugly moments, but really for the last couple of months, I've been really impressed by Andrew Wiggins in general. I think he's more or less starting to gain ground on the player that he used to be. But that's just on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, the job he does on Luka, essentially removing go one-on-one as an option, because Luka doesn't want to just go one-on-one against Wiggins. So he has to kind of call that screen up to try to get freed up from him so he can go to work elsewhere. That is what allowed Golden State to do the blitzing, trapping, and the hard helping that they were doing. They were in a position where Andrew Wiggins made it so that Luka was most frequently calling for a screening action. From there, what's Luka going to do? He's going to bring a lesser defender up into the action. Late in the game, he was trying to target Brandon Podziemski because he's got a size advantage on him, right? So, like, he's not calling Draymond up into the action. He's going after one of the lesser defenders. So, in that case, you've got Draymond on the back line as well as all of that speed that we were talking about. And so, Golden State uniquely kind of presents the personnel both at the point of attack with Wiggins to make ice straight iso ball not really much of an option for Luka, and the speed and the defensive IQ that Draymond brings to the table, as well as the speed on the rest of the roster on the back line to be able to effectively double trap blitz and rotate out of it, right? And that to me was kind of like where where this game kind of turned, because there were some ugly stretches for Golden State, specifically when they were struggling offensively. We talked earlier, they can go cold offensively from time to time. And when they hit those rough stretches offensively, Dallas was able to get out and transition and just throw ahead, kick ahead passes to Daniel Gafford, or Luka would be able to get a decent matchup in transition, or get a defender on his heels, and he'd be able to get to a quick step back jump shot, or be able to quickly attack the basket and make a good play. He was able to take advantage of the helter skelter kind of like early offense situations they could get as a result of Golden State's bad offense. And that's how they blew the lead to end the first half. And that's how they nearly blew the lead in the fourth quarter. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest shots in the game, in my opinion, after Dallas tied the game, I think it was at 92, if I remember correctly, but that little like in and out and in baseline jump shot that Klay Thompson hit that went in and out on the rim, that went back in, that was a huge shot, not only because it broke the tie, but it allowed Golden State to set their defense. I cannot wait to see the data from this particular game, because my guess is there's going to be a gigantic chasm between Dallas's offensive efficiency in the half court versus their offensive efficiency when they got out into transition. If, for those of you guys who follow me on Twitter, tomorrow morning I'll pull that data. I checked it right before we went live, but it hadn't updated yet. So we'll get into that tomorrow morning on my Twitter feed. But like, I'm excited to see what that difference was, because the reality was when they got into the half court, Golden State didn't just guard Dallas well, they guarded them super well. They were able to make the lesser offensive players for Dallas try to make plays. And there are a couple of guys on Dallas, whether it's PJ Washington or it's Maxi Kleber or it's Derek Jones Jr. There are some guys that they have in the rotation where if you get the ball to end up in their hands, they can be, you know, it's like that late corner three that PJ Washington took. It's like, yeah, it's like it on paper looks like a good look. PJ Washington has been an iffy catch and shoot player for Dallas. So like of all the options that Dallas presents there, you know, Golden State did a good job of forcing the lower level options, the lower value plays, to be what Dallas had to resort to at the end of the game. Now, there was some luck in there. I thought Luka and Kyrie both got wide open threes at the end of the game that ended up missing. And so obviously there's a certain element there. But for the most part, during that stretch, when Golden State had Dallas in the half court, they were able to get the ball out of Luka's hands and they were able to rotate effectively out of it. There's two big defensive plays that I wanted to hit from that late stretch of the game after Golden State took the lead. Obviously, I just mentioned one where they trapped Luka and the ball got worked around to PJ Washington in the right corner. Just a great example of that scheme forcing the lowest value shot for Dallas. Second one I wanted to talk about was the Draymond Green play, the insane Draymond Green play, the block on Gafford and the save inbounds that ran out the other way and resulted in Draymond getting to the foul line and kind of sort of iced the game. Dallas ended up making some big threes late that sort of threatened, but they never had the ball with an opportunity to tie or take the lead. So they didn't quite get to that point.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you feeling stressed and shedding? Since having kids, have you started to see a little more of your scalp? Are you unhappy with your hairline? When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted, whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, and faster-growing hair with less shedding. Physician-formulated, with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting key root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism, through whole-body health. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day, and you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker and healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code HOOPS. That's HOOPS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code HOOPS, HOOPS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code HOOPS.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
The biggest play of the game, in my opinion. So the Luka brings the ball up the floor, and he ends up calling for a screen from Brandon Podziemski's man. So Brandon Podziemski ends up switching onto Luka, and it's not a hard blitz, but Andrew Wiggins, who's guarding Kyrie Irving on the left wing, he ends up digging down way down to the nail. Okay. So when Luka goes to drive on Brandon Podziemski, he's driving right into Andrew Wiggins. It's effectively a double. Again, it wasn't all blitzing. Sometimes it was blitzing. Sometimes it was double teaming on an ISO. Sometimes it was just really hard help. In this case, Brandon Podziemski on an island against Luka funnels him towards the Wiggins side. Wiggins is down in the lane, hard nail help, and contains Luka. Luka makes a kickout pass to Kyrie. And there's two defensive plays at this point that demonstrate the strength of Golden State's defensive personnel. So first, Andrew Wiggins sprints out to the three-point line and chases Kyrie Irving off the line. Just not many athletes that can effectively double, essentially, at the nail, but also chase an excellent catch and shoot player in Kyrie Irving off the line. So Kyrie rips through, ends up beating Wiggins off the dribble. To be expected, he was hard doubling and he had to hard close out. He did his job though, chased Kyrie off the line. From there, Draymond Green steps up from underneath the basket and offers a contest on Kyrie, which forces Kyrie to dump it off to Daniel Gafford. But it turns out Draymond Green, who's also a top tier speed athlete at his specific position group, is fast enough to guard Kyrie at the kind of like right at the semicircle, charge circle area and recover back down to Daniel Gafford and make that ridiculous block against a much bigger player. How many times did you see tonight Daniel Gafford just kind of catch an offensive rebound or a kick ahead pass over everybody and just go up and dunk it? That is not an easy player to meet with verticality. And Draymond did. And managed to save the possession. And managed to get to the foul line on the other end of the floor. But again, that is the unique trait that Golden State has defensively. We talked a lot about Golden State's ability to contend. That entirely has to do with the offensive end of the floor. This is a team that can defend well enough to make a deep playoff run, potentially defend well enough to win a championship. The question marks are on the offensive end. They have that type of personnel. Luka got a switch onto a guard in Brandon Podziemski, who's a good defender, but is the best option that Golden State presents in that situation. But then they had the personnel to be able to effectively double Luka out of that matchup while not conceding an easy shot. In fact, not even conceding a shot, they blocked the shot. That is a unique trait that this team brings to the table. And so like when I actually think about what it takes for Golden State to become a threat at this point, it centers around rounding out the rest of that group. This defense, plus Wiggins being the consistent offensive threat that he's been, plus Steph Curry getting back to form, now we're talking about a legitimate playoff threat. But there's some question marks there. We're going on, you know, over a month now where Steph has not been consistently good. So that's the first thing that has to get rounded out. And then Andrew Wiggins has had a tendency to kind of ebb and flow and fade, depending on where he's at mentally in any particular game. And so like that's going to be the question mark, is whether or not they can round that stuff out. But I genuinely believe that defensive potential that they have is unique And if they can just get to the point where they are a consistent half-court offense like they were earlier in the season, that's where I could see them becoming a legitimate playoff threat. I also wanted to shout out the bench group. I thought Chris Paul and Brandon Podziemski did just an unbelievably amazing job carrying the offense during those middle portions of the game. That was actually when Golden State built up the leads to be able to withstand those runs that Dallas made against the Golden State starting group. Chris Paul just being aggressive as a scorer and looking to take the pull-up jumpers that were available to him. Hit several big ones, especially in that third quarter run that they went on. Brandon Podziemski, I thought he just played a really smart floor game, was super active on the glass, had a couple of really nice passes, had a huge kind of like sidestep three on the right wing in the second half as well. Big-time performance from that bench group, big win for the Golden State Warriors. On the Dallas Mavericks front, I do think that this presents an interesting example of the best way to guard Dallas. So, for instance, Phoenix. Phoenix is going to go out there with Yusuf Nurkic and Grayson Allen in all likelihood, and they'll have small ball groups that may have Grayson Allen and Eric Gordon on the floor, but regardless who it is, their off-ball talent is just insanely good. And so when they can get Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant out there, any two of those guys out there at any given moment, they can get you in rotation, kind of like Dallas was existing in tonight offensively. But it's rotation with guys that you simply cannot leave open. Grayson Allen's going to make that shit every single time. Eric Gordon's going to make it, right? They're going to, if you chase him off the line, they're going to pump fake and they're going to be able to make a play. And by the way, a lot of times it's Kevin Durant off the ball. A lot of times it's Bradley Beal off the ball. A lot of times it's Devin Booker off the ball. But you're in a situation where their off-ball talent is so incredibly good that like when Phoenix really gets going and they're driving kick offense, they can be devastating. Dallas has some guys where it's like if you get the ball in their hands, it can be a little sketchy sometimes. Maxi Kleba, his jumper comes and goes. PJ Washington, it comes and goes, and more often than not, it's not been there this year, right? Derrick Jones Jr., he has his things that he can do. He can slash off the wing. He can cut. He's actually a better spot up player than the shooting numbers would lead you to believe. But he's a guy that like when teams, especially in like a playoff style defensive effort that Golden State brought tonight, those guys are going to have to make shots. Here's the counter to that though. Matchups are everything. How many teams truly represent the speed that Golden State does? Because as good as Golden State's defense is, like we talked about, I'm not sure their offense is good enough to get them to the promised land. Some of the teams that are above Golden State, though, are they good enough? Are they good enough defensively to actually justify that type of scheme? That's the question. Because, like again, it's like you run into this situation where it's like Phoenix is the team that's best equipped to beat Denver because of Nurkic and his ability to kind of bang bodies with Nikola Jokic and because of their ability to spread you out and drive and kick you to death. But is Phoenix good enough to beat the Clippers? Is Phoenix good enough to beat Dallas? Right? Like that's the thing with these matchups. When you get past that Denver tier, it's like, yeah, there are certain teams that are better than others against certain types of opponents. But what if you never have to face something like that? Like that's the thing. I would argue that Golden State probably brings the best combination of positional speed up and down the roster to be able to double and rotate out of the Luka double teams. But what if Golden State loses in the play-in tournament and that just is not a problem, right? Because like a team like Denver, they have outstanding defensive personnel at two positions, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Aaron Gordon. But the other guys, they kind of need to be in a situation where they can load up and play roles on defense. But when they get spread out, they can struggle, kind of like Phoenix has done to them, right? And so that's the thing that's super interesting as you start to look down the West at matchups. It's like, yeah, Golden State showed tonight that with the right type of personnel and the right scheme, you can really bog down Dallas's half-court offense. But are the teams Dallas going to play along this run, are they actually fast enough to do that? And that remains to be seen. And so I think that's going to be super interesting. Really entertaining game. I loved just the way that Dallas kept fighting in that game, especially after they ran into that buzzsaw in the mid-late third quarter. Kept the game interesting. Really do think Dallas is good. I'm not as high on them as everybody else is around the league. But I thought that was a really interesting game that showed the strengths and weaknesses of both rosters. All right, guys, that is all I have for tonight. We're going to be back tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about Joel Embiid's return to play tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Might hit one other game from tonight's slate, and then we'll do a mailbag, and then we'll get out of there. That's going to be relatively early in the morning, so drop some mailbag questions here in the YouTube comments. We'll hit those tomorrow. As always, I sincerely appreciate you guys for supporting the show. We will see you next time.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.